Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Way past, can't look like it just began, doesn't it? July 30th, Thursday, July 30th, 2009. Thank you so much for joining us today. Important broadcast transmission lined up for you today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, expert on the swine flu, as it's known, the genetically engineered flu. She was in Mexico when it all broke out back during April. She'll be with us for a full hour today to go through different facets and angles of this. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up in 1 hour. Then we have Bob Cohen and Eric Nadler coming on. They made the film Anthrax War. Yesterday was the anniversary of the murder, the evidence is clear, of the anthrax patsy, the third patsy. But they figured out they needed a dead patsy, so he couldn't speak up for himself, and that's certainly what happened. So we'll be going over Anthrax War today coming up in the third hour. And we will also have open phones throughout the broadcast. In fact, any of the issues, Sonia Sotomayor, now the Supreme Court Justice, she believes that there is no right to keep and bear arms individually. She is now your Supreme Court Justice. Obama and the Justice Department have been sending threatening letters to Tennessee and other states that are declaring their Second Amendment rights under the Supreme Court ruling and under the 10th and 9th Amendment. We have polls out. 75% in one poll want the Fed audited. 71% in another poll want it abolished. The vast majority now believe the Federal Reserve is the problem. Now people know it's private. I cannot stress enough the level of this victory, that we've gone from no one knowing about the Federal Reserve being private after all these decades of work to just massive awakening. We've got to make sure we capitalize on all this in the info war against the globalist. We've got NLE09 going on today. Mainstream news reports about them coinciding, quote, arrest of extremists around the country with NLE09. Got stories up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can go read with NLE09. Arrest coincide with NLE09. They've got another Pentagon drill coming up. The Air Force is announcing, along with the Army and others, that they are patrolling the Internet and engaging in info war against the American people. It is all getting crazier and crazier and crazier, and Obama's approval rating has dropped even more in the last 2 days. A new Rasmussen, a new Gallup, several other big polls. He is in absolute free fall. The bigger the hoax, the bigger the con game, the bigger the mind control, the bigger the illusion, the faster it falls. It's kind of like an explosive fire tends to dissipate quickly. A big boom, but it's fading away very, very quickly. So they are going to stage false flag terror. You can bet your bottom dollar that that is what is going on. Speaking of the dollar, treasury note yields are plunging. The dollar's gyrating, plunging again. It is just a crazy time to be alive. And I want to do what some talk show hosts called radio graffiti. And I've been trying to break my habit of taking one call every 20, 30 minutes and then ranting about it. I'm getting better. A call every 5 minutes or so. Let's try it. In fact, when I come back from break, I'm going to eat my hat, as they say, if I don't take 10 calls in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Whatever you want to discuss, whatever angle you want to take us in, whatever question or comment, it's just going to have to be short, though. That's the catch-22 to get everybody on air. It is all coming up straight after this break. The websites, the attack coordinates in the info war are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
you worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is a massive buzz going on across the country and the world dealing with the so-called swine flu, this genetically engineered flu. They admit it's engineered in some lab, but they say, oh, that's a minor footnote. Don't worry about it. They're arresting people and detaining people and grabbing people off airplanes and locking down hotels. And it's killed less than 200 people in the United States and less than a couple thousand worldwide. And then every time you backtrack these death cases, it turns out somebody died of a heart attack or died of an infection or died of some other flu. And so those numbers are even cooked. Can you imagine, though, in the fall, when tens of thousands die from the regular flu strains, the amount of fear-mongering that's going to go on? And they've announced they're going to use the army to lock down cities and forcibly inoculate, and they're going to start with the police and the military and the firemen and the first responders and the school children and the pregnant women. So that's all coming up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in about an hour and a half. And then we have some experts on the whole anthrax case. The government launched anthrax attacks in 2001, and it's the anniversary of the murder of the Patsy. So we'll be going over all of that in the last hour today. The film Anthrax War, and just a massive stack of important news. Also, they passed 80 3 new taxes in New York State. Other states are passing scores of new taxes. There's no way to keep track of all of it. The feds are passing new fines, new fees, new regulations, new taxes at every level. And all over the nation, I have several news articles today where thousands and thousands of businesses are behind on sales taxes or state business taxes or state business income taxes, and they're just seizing them. And the people are like, I'm going to have to close my doors. I'm going to probably close my doors anyways. And they just say, good, close them. They love it. Just like the Soviet Union, this is a tool of neo-feudalistic control. They want shuttered businesses. They want everything shut down. So only big mega global corporations with their big glistening facades can stay open because they're tied into the big central bank money. The $23.7 trillion that's been stolen. They're flush in money and cash. They lobby for more regulations and taxes to shut down their competition. They love it. It's flypaper to shut down the little guys. You know, the Rockefellers 100 years ago lobbied for regulations to shut down their competition, but no regulations on themselves. This is how the monopolistic, monopoly capitalism system works. These are monopoly men. What did John D. Rockefeller the first say? He said, competition is a sin. And the state of California, the state of Arizona, the states, many states are saying they're going to sell off government buildings, sell off roads, just handing everything over for pennies on the dollar. And now there's not even going to be the services that the quote government gives you. It's just everything's going to go to the debt. Except for police and arrest and taxes and seizure of property. All of that is expanding. And anti-terror? Oh, there's plenty of money to train the troops to run checkpoints and confiscate your guns. As the military, all over local news. It's all over mainstream news. Not Alex Jones saying it. It's articles in Iowa and articles in Tennessee and articles in Texas and articles in Missouri and articles in California going, isn't it great the Marines and Army are out training to take on the deadly militia? Oh, the Army's doing drills of checkpoints at the right-wingers attack. Oh, the youth brigades are training to take on the gun owners. It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. It's all coming up. But right now, as promised, let's take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Roy in Maryland, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I must have dialed in at just the right time to be first up here. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about something. You had made a comment maybe a month ago or so, and I was wondering if you could get Jerome Corsi on so that your listeners could give him a history lesson, because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, specifically, what are you talking about, Dr. Corsi? Well, I know he's running around talking about Sonia Sotomayor trying to take over the states and these announcements of pro-Second Amendment declarations in different states, and her and Holder are out of control. They both believe in total disarmament of the American people on record. I mean, this is a fact, and no amount of hoaxing by the Obaminoids saying, you're conspiracy theorists, we don't want your guns, just hand them over, but we don't want them.
Well, what I was talking about specifically is how that any criticism of, you know, Israel attacking Iran, and he's saying now that, you know, he doesn't want them to do it, but God said it's going to happen, you know. He doesn't even realize that Jewish people didn't exist before the son Judah was born to Jacob. So, I mean,
listen, I appreciate your call, and I will get Corsi on about a host of issues. Corsi's not a stupid person when he's invoking the Bible. Corsi's a very interesting person. So we'll get him on. And when he's defending the Second Amendment or national sovereignty, that's great. I mean, I think he's an ideologue. I think he believes what he's doing, but he's a classic right-winger. And let's talk to John in Vermont. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, John. Okay, we're going to move on. Amanda in New Orleans. Amanda, you're on the air. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, it's so nice to talk to you. This is my first time ever calling in. I just want to thank you very much for everything that you've done. I am a member of PrisonPlanet.tv and support what you do.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that I can't talk for too long because I'm at work, but we just received I work at a bank in New Orleans, and we received a email saying that our bank will be participating in a program to provide medications in case of an emergency from pandemics or bioterrorist attacks. They're telling us that our bank will become a POD, a private POD for our employees and their families. They're wanting us to fill out our name, date of birth, information, so that we can be first on the list to receive injections, which vaccines or medications in case of bioterrorist attacks.
Yeah, and this is how the psychology works. They phrase it like it's some wonderful thing and you're special and you're getting it first. And they have drills going back into January of this year where the police practice bringing in mock vaccines and guard them from the militias. Remember in Indiana with the mass grave drills? As if militias, again, are just wanting to kill everyone like some type of body snatchers or some type of, you know, 28 days later zombies that are trying to break into the compounds to get the wondrous stuff. Why don't you forward that email if you have to later from another account? I mean, we won't show what account it came from. What's the best one to send it to you, Nyhart, so people can get it? Well, there's five addresses there. Which one? Showtips@InfoWars. And by the way, we got a bunch yesterday from medical workers being told they're going to be given forced inoculations. That's also in the news, but it's good to have the internal documents. Will you scan through those emails? I know you're doing 10 jobs. Ma'am, what are people saying there at your office? Are they buying into this?
Well, actually, I work in the department that they get us to examine all the emails before they go out to all the other employees to make sure that the wording's correct and everything else. And so I was one of the first ones to get this. Not everybody in the bank has got this yet. But I guarantee you, once they send this email out, there's going to be people freaking out. Of course, they're the sheep. I, of course, am not. I'm realizing what's going on, and I asked my boss personally, is this voluntarily, or, you know, am I waiving my rights by signing this information? And this is what he tells me back. He says, it's all voluntary as stated in the document. Depending on the circumstances, he says, it could be a vaccination or medication. And then he puts in quotations, anthrax versus flu inoculation. He said, you can sign up for the program and take the medications if you offered to take medications, or you can refuse the vaccine if you don't want to.
Look at the government totally turning us all into hypochondriac people. I mean, ma'am, you might want to tell folks that that's an experimental anthrax shot that they've suspended twice over 15 years in the military because it has killed tens of thousands of troops. I mean, you can Google anthrax shot killing troops and watch national newscast. You mean they're pushing anthrax shots too through this BioShield program?
That is what was said. That is exactly in writing, and I will definitely make sure that I send that for your readers. I mean, I'm reading it straight from the email. And once this email goes out to everybody in my bank, it's going to be insane, and there's going to be people freaking out. But I tell you one thing, if they try to come here, if there's a, you know, of course I live in New Orleans, and I've went through Katrina and all the other stuff with them locking things down, and if they try to say that if we can't work unless we get this injection, well, I guess I'm going to be out of a job because I'm not getting an injection, and neither of my, is my children and husband.
Well, ma'am, what they're going to do is they're going to stampede you and try to scare everybody. But they failed in 2002 and 3 with the smallpox. So they're trying it again, over and over again, trying to acclimate people. Will you send that right now and chop off the top header? And or if you send it to me, I'll black it out.
Yeah, I'll do some alterations to it and block out my bank's name and stuff.
Well, you're awesome. Everybody send us the type of stuff. We'll do reports on it at showtips@infowars.com. You're just amazing, Amanda. We appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, I just want to tell you thank you very much for what you're doing, and you and Burmese are great. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. God bless you. Keep us abreast of the situation.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I got the guys in there digging through all of the show tips at Infowars.com. Documents and emails and mainstream news articles where they're saying they're going to forcibly inoculate first responders. Now, this is all color of law. This is all fraud. They're operating under United Nations Treaty and the Level 6 pandemic rules. That's why they've already implemented pandemic Level 6, and then they can incrementally put in the lockdowns, the quarantines, the martial law. And later I'm going to read over CBS News saying it, Associated Press saying it, CNN. But they're all reporting it like it's fun. She notices the approval rating plunges as the economy falls apart. More and more, I'm beginning to really understand it is going to be flu that is the main false flag. They may mix in some terror. In most of the drills, they have militias, i.e. gun owners, attacking the flu workers, attacking checkpoints, trying to steal flu vaccine, as if anti-New World Order people are fighting to get it. No, we're fighting to get away from it. But see, everything with the globalists is the opposite. Everything is a twisting, a deception. And for several years, they've been doing these drills, and now it is just fever pitch. The flu's coming. The gun owners are evil. They want to kill you. Mass graves are good. And we'd break all the mass grave news and be laughed at and give you secret documents. And then now it's all mainstream news, confirmed again. Again, I'm not saying it's a real pandemic. They're saying it's a pandemic. They're saying we're under a pandemic. Back since late April. And I guess I should just drop everything and cover the police state and the pandemic, because that is what everybody's freaked out about. Even though the news is saying everything's fine, take your shot, it's good, the army's coming to save you, the public, people that aren't even listeners of mine, just mainline yuppies are starting to say, I'm not taking it, something's wrong, I'm scared of this flu, why are they hyping it up when it's no big deal? And people are going, wait a minute, it kills 37,000 a year, the regular flu, this thing's killed less than 200. Why are they, you know, why are they have emergency tents set up? Why do they have quarantines set up? Why are they doing all these drills? Why is the army out running random checkpoints? Why, folks, I'm telling you, Obama is plunging. The whole New World Order is in trouble. The Federal Reserve's on the defensive. Bernanke's up there on stage in Kansas City being basically booed by a handpicked audience. They're going to pull a false flag. And the flu, I mean, I've been saying this since March, folks. Before it happened, I saw the movement, the buildup. And then now, like a bad dream coming true, it looks like that's where it's all going. Now, if we scream bloody murder and get the word out, we may be able to back them off. But Amanda's sending us that email. Other people are sending us documents. We're trying to put some stories together on it. There's mainstream news articles now saying they will try to force emergency workers to take the shots. Man, I feel sorry for the police and firemen and medical workers. Frank in Louisiana. Frank, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good to be with you, Alex. You know, this is something, this is so amazing. I thought it was really picking up steam during the Clinton administration. Then it got worse during the Bush administration. But I tell you, in the last 8 or 9 months, you have the TARP plan. You have the stimulus package. You have cap and trade. Now you have the medical bills
to basically end the Second Amendment, and they sit there on TV like parrots saying, stand down, there is no attack, there is no bill, we can read the bills all day, and they just, it is total Pentagon psyop. The Pentagon openly is taking over the internet. I mean, this is just high treason.
It's high treason on so many different levels, Alex, and then this medical plantation.
They are making their move. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're right, though. They are making their move. This is it, boys. They are coming in on us. Go ahead.
Listen, Alex, this welfare, this medical plantation, as you know, the drug-infested, crime-ridden welfare plantation during the Johnson administration, that was all planned. We know that. And then people are missing something else. Just the last 2 days, you had Obama and you had Hillary Clinton standing in front of this thing with the Chinese flag and the American flag tied together. And, you know, Obama is stating that we cannot make it anymore without communist China. And I don't know if people caught this.
No, I caught it. In fact, I watched it live on C-SPAN and almost fell out of my chair as I was sitting there eating dinner. And it was actually a rebroadcast. But, I mean, the point is I sat there and watched, you know, the unedited footage of it. And that's the point. I meant to rant and rave about that. There are so many things that I see that I don't even get to.
Moving so fast. I mean, this Obama's a speed demon. I mean, he's unbelievable what he's doing. And they don't realize these bills are not written by him. They're written by the foundations.
That's right. And that's why Biden said after the election, he said, we're going to be hated 6 months in. Because the public's going to figure out this was a bait and switch. I mean, he is slitting our throat. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. This 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm here.
As my conscience sees.
What an exciting time to be alive. The adventure. The danger.
Only lonely.
The thrill.
My love is vengeance.
But I don't fight the New World Order for those reasons. In fact, I try to govern those emotions because we are on a planet hurtling through deep space, circling a gorgeous sun. We have an elite playing the part of a scientific dictatorship, domesticating us, dumbing us down like animals. The planetary planners, the world planners. And all I'm trying to get people to do is look outside the bubble, look outside the controlled rat maze we're in, and see the bigger picture. And I just can't believe There are these millions of people that serve evil, many of them who are compartmentalized, but because of this show and other information, now know the truth of what they're working in. How are you part of something destroying your own future, your own destiny, hurting so many innocent people? There's still time to turn back. There's still time to get on the side of right, like Saul of Tarsus. Hey, pull up a dictionary or encyclopedia boil down of Saul of Tarsus. Maybe I should read that on air for all the souls of Tarsus out there. I mean, do you really like working for the dark side? You really think it's fun? The way they treat you, the culture you're in? Maybe you've never tasted love. Maybe you don't know what it is. Maybe you've never tasted honorableness and goodness and decency and truth. Now, none of us are perfect, but the more I get into goodness, the more I get into truth, the more I try to train myself not to be evil, because we're all evil at certain levels, the better it gets, the stronger I get, the greater discernment I receive. And I just feel sorry for you because you're missing out being on the good guys team. I don't understand it. You know, you believe the atheist and the sociologist and the people that tell you there is no good, there is no evil beyond good and evil. But they all have moral codes as well. They all have systems they follow. They just want you to be rudderless. They want me to be rudderless. They don't want you to stand for anything so they can push you around. These are great calls. We're taking your calls. I'm continuing. Okay, I tried to take a bunch of calls in the first and second and third segment. I'm starting to do it now. I'm going to give each person about a minute or two, unless it's some incredible caller like Amanda. And, you know, it's not just that I don't believe Amanda. I do. I believe her, the sincerity, that it's absolutely true what she was saying. But separately, not just my discernment knowing she was telling the truth, her inflection, her voice, the tremor in her voice, the love in her voice, but also the fact that I already know the banks and hospitals, the entire infrastructure. See, that bank she's in has got one of the 56,000, and that was 2 years ago. We haven't gotten any declassified leaks since then on InfraGuard. They started it in 2002 with 1,000 corporate CEOs and officers, corporate officers. Then by 2004, it was above 20,000. And last time we saw it in 2007, it was 56,000 InfraGuards with license to kill. And they are even given computer Homeland Security logins with who to kill in the bank, who to kill at the power plant, who to kill at the Walmart. Oh, yeah, Walmart's at the heart of it. Up there in Bentonville, Arkansas, the FBI admittedly runs their big underground computer system. And it's InfraGuard. Now, the last time I checked, it was growing exponentially. It was growing exponentially. So I would say we're probably over 100,000. When we learn about InfraGuard, when the numbers come out, it's probably over 100,000. But we know 56,000 InfraGuard. And so because they're in infrastructure protection, your water districts, the toll road companies, all of them, that's why they've got little private SWAT teams. Those are the new MERC teams. And under their local manager's control, it's not just CEOs or their adjuncts now, they have shoot to kill. And that's why the Chicago Police, CBS News announced, yeah, if you run from us, we're going to shoot you in the back. Doesn't matter if you're not threatening us. CBS News. Remember the Ithaca Journal, Ithaca newspaper? Private Gruckheimer comes back. He's proud of himself. He said, yeah, we do hunter-killer teams. We go into whole Afghan villages and kill everybody, including babies. And then Fox News had a general on a day later to go, now let me clarify, those are only in certain Taliban-infested areas. Yes, we kill everyone. And they went, oh, good, good, only in those areas. Everyone is killed. They walk up to babies in their little cribs, and they stick the nub of that M16 up there, that flash suppressor, and they triple burst that baby into Valhalla. And why not? They're killing babies in the ninth month. They're in America. Holdren says kill babies after they're born. Peter Singer says it. All the eugenicists say it and write books. By the way, I ordered more than 20 books, and they just came in from Amazon, of Holdren and Ehrlich. I got more than 20 books, two huge stacks of evil sitting in my office at home. Came in last night. There's so much evil, I can't even people think I exaggerate. They think this show is, no, it's 10 times worse than I'm saying, literally. I can't even describe to you the level of evil. Let me tell you something, cops and mercenaries. I know you're not going to listen now, most of you, but when you're wondering why you're dying of cancer at 40, or you're wondering why your five-year-old's got leukemia, or you wonder why your 18-month-old is walking around and giggling and laughing and talking and now sits in the corner drooling, it's the shots. You wonder why you're in a haze and your thyroid's all screwed up? It's the sodium fluoride, and that's a cover name for hundreds of different chemicals. Some water systems get a mix that's over 100, some over 200. I mean, I couldn't make this up if I tried. I can't write 1,100-page textbooks called Eco-Science about how they're poisoning the water. And again, I intellectually, coldly track all this information and work on stories and reports, and I get on air and it just all hits me like a ton of bricks. I just can't believe we're letting this happen. I just can't believe that this is real. I understand why you're in denial. I understand why you don't want to believe this. You think I want to? Every week or two, you know, I'll wake up, not even with a nightmare, I'll wake up sad. I'll jolt awake at like 3 a.m. and just go, my God, it's real. And just thousands of pieces of data. I'll just have a brainstorm in the middle of the night, and I'll just get out on my knees and say, God, give me strength. And not strength from fear. It's of, like, sadness. It's, my God, this is real. This is really going on. And all these people on petty power trips with that wild, crazed, satanic look on their eye who've been sucked into these power trips, the police and the bureaucrats and the government people and this whole petty system of this pecking order. It's so scientific, so crafted, so abominable, and so anathema to everything decent and good. Tony in Chicago, where they're getting ready with mass graves and forced inoculations. All of our intel shows Chicago and New York are the main centers of where they'll beta test locking down cities and forced inoculations. This won't be the big one. This is just a training op. It'll be bad, but I believe this is just a mass live-action training op for the real soft kills to come. But Tony in Chicago, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today besides scared like me? Boy, oh, boy. You know, Chicago. Just yesterday you talk about the shoot-to-kill orders on the chases and stuff like that. Well, today on the morning, just to go right along with that, see, you got the story about a fake cop running around Oak Park, which is a suburb out here, running around pulling people over. Wow. So, you know, you can get shot for running off, but look out for fake cops trying to pull you over. My goodness gracious.
And the cops are like, look, they're not just saying cars. You run, we're going to kill you. This is Fallujah.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something, brother. Now, I'm a unfortunate cigarette smoker, but I don't smoke in my house. I go outside every night. Last night and the past few nights, but last night was the worst. They are Kim bombing us up here.
I know.
I mean, it's horrible. And it's like.
But see, the cops don't care because if they get to shoot us in the back, they don't care if their kids and them are breathing aluminum dioxide.
Well, they had to shoot me in the chest, Alex. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, and it's a combo of the water. Like,
well, let me just say something before I want to interrupt you. What do the police think's going to happen when they do start opening up on people? This isn't going to be like Iraq. I mean, do the police realize that once they go past that line, it just turns into absolute bloodbath?
Well, let me just give you a ray of hope from the happy hunting grounds up here. I spend some significant time in the South Side of Chicago dealing with shadier variety of people, and they're not fooled by the Obama deception. They are not tricked. The majority of people I talk to, they're not buying it.
It's not black folks that are mainly buying his baloney now. It is yuppies. I've been doing a lot of liberal radio interviews. In fact, maybe later if we get the clips, I'll play some from 1360 up in Dallas. I was on for 45 minutes yesterday. And I would sit there and say, there's eugenics. Holdren wants to poison your water. Here's the textbook. The whole thing is scanned in, and we have links to university copies of it free online at Infowars.com. And this lady called in and said, you're a racist. And she did sound like she was black. But, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But so you're saying the folks in Chicago are waking up. Tell me about it.
Oh, well, you know, I'm down in the, I'll be on the south side, all over the suburbs. Actually, on my, I won't lie to you. I have to have a distraction. It's my Xbox Live. People on Xbox Live, they're waking up, Alex. They're hearing about the Fed. They're talking about the Fed. People that, you know, a year and a half ago didn't know there was actually, you mean there's a House, a Senate, and a, you know, executive that are just now there. It's Ron Paul. It's the Federal Reserve. They're not going to have the time they think they're going to have. They're not.
No, they know. That's why they may not even release a soft kill. They might. Let me tell you, these people are unlimited evil.
Yeah.
Okay? They are. They are. They write books. Brzezinski, again, has written several books. We've quoted him here. In fact, pull up Zbigniew Brzezinski quotes on Pol Pot. He brags that he helped Pol Pot kill 3 million 30%. And that's why they honor him. When he walks in a room, the globalists begin looking, because they're psychos, and to them it's like he's a god because he's got that many, you know, to them, dead spirits basically attached to his mojo. And I'm not kidding. That's how these people roll. You can't. You, the more you research him, they are Hellraiser-type creatures. And, I mean, folks, they will, oh my God, but yes, you're right. It is so exciting that people now know about the New World Order, and I agree, it is blowing up in their face. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Tony. Steve in Chicago. Go ahead, Steve, you're on the air.
Well, I hate to break the continuity, Alex, but I want to say that I'm for the shoot-to-kill order. I remember the 1969 King riots on the West Side. And that's what old Mayor Daley said, and it stopped the riots. They stopped the burning. Now, the reason why I called up is the beer can summit. As you know today, there's that Cambridge police sergeant who's meeting with this colored professor at the White House. Now, the situation is Obama jumped in right away, and he said, well, I think it's a stupid idea for the police to enforce law and order. We used to have law and order in the 1960s. We don't have it anymore. But the point being, Obama didn't say, well, look, I had almost 20 traffic tickets from Cambridge, Massachusetts when I was a Harvard law student there, and I graduated Harvard Law School. Of course, I skipped out on those tickets. Nor did he say he didn't pay his Chicago Police Department traffic tickets either. Now, the point being, I'm just in the court two
I'm actually kind of liking him now.
Well, the point is, I was in a court just 2.5 weeks ago on one single seatbelt, and if you get a doctor's note, and it's the same thing, I looked it up in Texas, the Texas public safety law, that if you get a doctor's note, you go to court, that you can't wear a belt for medical reasons, they throw it out. So that's what they did.
Listen, Steve, we're talking about global pandemic, new world order, drugging the water supply, world government, and you're calling in about the political race football that they're staging with these police and this professor and Obama. They want to distract everybody off the bank, stealing $23.7 trillion and ruining all of our futures. And, oh, man, I mean, see, what is the point of all of this? You call every few weeks, and it's always about race. You are just obsessed with it.
Well, Alex, the handler for Obama and Deval Patrick, who's the governor, is Axelrod. This is this threat.
It's a pack of criminals. It's a pack of slime bag Chicago crime machine. But sounds like you like the Daily Machine. You're just telling us how great the old man was.
Well, he kept law and order in the city during the 60s.
Oh, my God. Also, that's what the mafia always does. They run the larger crime syndicate, and then they allow the crime to operate. And then, nice to talk to you, pal. I just can't hear how Mayor Daley's a great guy, that pimp. They take your guns, the crime rate explodes, then they run around It's just like the mafia says, pay me insurance money or somebody's going to burn down your grocery store. I'm not going to burn it down, but I know the guy that might do it. So you need to pay me protection. In fact, there's a famous clip of old man Daly going, the police aren't here to stop crime. The police are here to help push the crime. I mean, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, it makes my head spin. You know, I think I'm going to tell my producers this right now. I'm going to give you a big list after the show of doctors and medical doctors on the flu pandemic and experts on Baxter Pharmaceutical and Adventis and others. And I want to just shift into 50% flu coverage now because I'm guaranteeing you this is going to be big. I can see their setup. I can see where it's all going. And we have to force the show to be about the flu or it's going to turn into black professors at Cambridge. And I just can't do it. I just cannot do it while the New World Order is rising out of the ocean like a beast in front of us. And they've got army running drills all over the country with foreign troops, mainstream news. And everybody's talking about that stupid, stupid, stupid professor story. I mean, it just makes me sick. They want us at each other's throats.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acola Blue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. It's an elementary equation in politics, in social engineering. for the first time in modern U.S. history, the people understand that the Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for puppets, that the entire leadership is total compromised trash. They're either bought off or intimidated or isolated. And Bernanke is stuttering and stammering. We're going to play this later. He is having to go out on television to defend himself and try to sit there and say why he shouldn't be audited. He is getting caught in lies. People are now talking about the New World Order, so the establishment comes out and says, oh, yeah, there's a New World Order. It's for your safety. And everybody goes, wait a minute. You said for 50 years none of this existed and you weren't setting this up. This is exactly what all these, quote, weirdos told us would happen. It didn't work. The people remember because you and our predecessors, with all you great listeners out there, you took action. And we got ridiculed. We even got ridiculed by some of the libertarian wings of the Ron Paul supporters. Don't get into world government. Don't get into New World Order. Don't talk about it. Be more mainline. And I said, no, we've got to force the issue into real issues. If they say mainline is dressing up like Teletubbies and running around and jumping off cliffs, it doesn't mean we become mainline. We put the truth out. We don't let them label the truth as fringe or weird. We force the truth out into the mainstream. We become the mainstream. And we do that by not caring what these followers think and say. We do it by being leaders. So the globalists desperately want to change the subject. The globalists are absolutely desperate right now to stage a war, release a deadly flu, or hype a flu that isn't deadly, and create a total hysteria to shut down all other news. And worldwide, the countries we see using this flu as a way to take liberties, China, Mexico, and others that are teetering on the edge of collapse. I mean, China has giant citywide riots in different major cities every day. They're losing control of whole sectors. Same thing with Mexico. They use it as an excuse to lock down. Oh, we're locking this down to keep you safe from the bug. It's all a bunch of political voodoo, a bunch of witch doctor scamming flim-flam. It's a con game. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's coming up at 8 after. I'm going to take a few calls when we start the next segment. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 10 minutes. Before I end this hour, I just want to tell you, they could use a massive flu pandemic or a war with Iran to shut down the internet as we know it. The feds are now putting the hubs in to do just that and publicly saying that the cybersecurity command is designed to do that. They could use that to really shut things down if they need to and bring us into a total depression with kind of a flu fear-mongering as the overlay to get everybody to stand down and go along with it. That's what I see the anthropologists, sociologists, psychologists, psych warfare people doing. That's their main card I see them pulling in this next hand. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and become a member. Download Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Obama Deception in High Quality, Burn Them to DivX, DVD, CD, give it to everybody. Order the DVDs at Infowars.com in high quality. The Obama Deception Endgame. These two films are so key. Terror Storm. Get it out now. We've never had people more ready to wake up. And we've got to jump on the enemy if we massively reach out to everybody. I mean at red lights and grocery store checkout lines and church. And at work, you better scream bloody murder, and my films and books and materials are the way to do it. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 or get the free YouTube videos and get them out to everybody!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.